Hashem Adonai. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my lovely wife and gifted Bible teacher, Sheila Crawford.
Greetings, saints of God. And may the Lord grant you special favor tonight for joining us in studying the Word of God and praying the Word of God, which is our main topic for tonight. But first, we want to covet God's Holy Spirit power upon our lips and upon this time of learning more of God's Word.
Okay. Abba, Father, we praise you and ask for your blessing tonight as we lift up to your throne the prayer requests recently given to us, as well as the petitions of those listening right now, especially for the more severe ailments. For your Word says that prayers of the righteous availeth much. And we thank you immensely for your promise to carry us through all our afflictions because our minds are stayed on you. May this teaching tonight be to your glory as we continue to pray for the peace of Jerusalem while anxiously awaiting your trumpet call. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And we hope that on the Feast of Pentecost last Sunday, that you had your own personal encounter with the Holy Spirit. Perhaps while you were reading the Word, like the book of Ruth and the second chapter of Acts, which are both Pentecostal readings.
Before we get into praying the Word of God, I know you have a few comments on what's been happening in Israel and here in America.
Oh, I do. Actually, the day before the Orlando massacre, which was the eve of Pentecost, and surprisingly, this was in the main news this time, and that's rare, but two terrorists who were cousins stormed into a Tel Aviv cafe, killing four and injuring 17, and they've both been caught and are now in custody. Of course, these attacks, many done with knives, like in Paris, just last night they had one, and this has been going on for years.
Now, right now, Islam is in their month called Ramadan.
Oh, right. And that's, of course, you know, is where terrorist acts, they increase everywhere due to the promise of more rewards for killing Jews and maybe even homosexuals now. And again, it's mostly during their holy month of Israel that we, holy month of Ramadan, that we see the increase. So, Satan glorifies in the sacrificing to him. And that's really what's going on here. And then, also the next day, as you know, on the Feast of Pentecost, Sunday, an American citizen of Afghan descent unloaded an AR-15 assault rifle in a gay bar in Orlando, killing 49 and injuring another 53.
Yeah, too bad not even one person had a licensed concealed weapon.
Right, that would probably have cut down on the deaths of so many. What's interesting is this guy named Mateen, mentally disturbed, says his ex-wife, was probably fighting his own demons of homosexuality. You know, he frequented many gay bars and often had to be escorted out, for he was too drunk to stand. And he did use a gay dating app on his phone.
And we pray for the real salvation for all the unsaved families affected by these tragedies.
We sure do. We hope that they find the Lord through all this. But know that when you choose to kick God out of your country, as we have, you are also choosing to lessen his protection.
Yep, this is true. Choice matters.
No doubt. And this kind of thing is going to continue, Sam.
Okay, what about this? I've been hearing about this unusual alliance between Israel and Russia.
Yes, this is significant. Russian Putin and Israel's Netanyahu decided and openly finalized it when they met last week in Moscow to deepen the military ties between the Russian and Israeli armed forces, starting with a joint exercise this summer as part of the first stage of this expanded partnership. It will mark the first time in modern Middle East military history that Russian planes and warships sail out of their bases off the coast of Syria for joint maneuvers with the Israeli Air Force and Navy.
Yeah, that's quite a historic decision.
That's right, and it will help Israel become less dependent on the United States, the main ally of Israel since its inception, which for us is heartbreaking and, of course, troubling.
Yeah, Obama probably likes it. So why is Israel agreeing to this?
Well, most likely for Russian protection that Israel will receive as part of this agreement. On its newest gas findings in the Mediterranean, remember biblical named of Leviathan and Tamar? Russia has decided and declared that no Arab or Muslim military force, such as those of Iran, Syria, or Hezbollah, would attack the gas fields, especially since now Russia also has permission to help develop these gas fields.
Yeah, more money for all.
Well, Syria and Iran, I wouldn't think would be very happy, but perhaps they believe, or Russia's telling them, that it just gives them more inside leverage when the time comes to fulfill the war of Ezekiel 38.
Oh, that's a good point.
Mm-hmm. So, honey, let's tell our listeners how they can contact us.
We can do that. Okay, by email to Sheila@shofarministries.net or call the office and leave your detailed message to 440-834-9006. Also by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. Saints, please prayerfully consider any love offering which is needed and, of course, greatly appreciated, which automatically puts you on our mailing list for any news, updates, and biblical teachings. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, that contains many teachings, especially on Hebraic Roots 101, and along with all the past radio and teaching newsletters are archived for your added learning.
And by the way, let me add that your donations are pretty low right now, and we could use your help.
For sure.
Okay, let me ask a question. What is the goal of every Christian, or at least should be for sure?
Well, like Paul said, to get totally sanctified.
You know what? I think you should probably read that, and that's in 1 Thessalonians 5:23.
Will do. Now, may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely.
Completely.
And may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
And you know what? How do we do that? Let's read Ephesians 5:26.
Husbands, love your wives.
I like that.
Just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he may sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word.
That is such a huge scripture, and of course we use it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We do.
Okay, so we know that only through the word can total sanctification be accomplished. And tonight we have a great suggestion on how to enhance that process.
Absolutely. And it's praying the Word of God for yourself, uh-huh, your family, your unsaved loved ones, and your friends, and for sure, your local communities now.
Yeah, it sounds like a double blessing at one time.
You know, with so much evil everywhere, there has never been a better time to utilize an often missed blessing of praying God's word or singing it as we do at our Friday monthly gatherings. You know, the Hebrews would sing the whole Torah, and actually some Orthodox still too, I am told, which is how they memorize it.
Yeah, can you believe that? All five books of Moses.
Right. And I have learned through my years that a deep passion for Christ is necessary if you really want true happiness.
Yes, indeed. More word, more Jesus results in more faith.
And without that, it is impossible to please him.
Yes.
So says Hebrews 11:6. Mm-hmm. So now, we just gave you an example on how you don't even have to be praying necessarily. Just make biblical declarations when talking with one another, as we just did. And that will bring added blessings to you as well. Like Malachi 3:16 says, God even keeps track of every time you do it.
Yeah, in his book of remembrance. You
Amen.
You want to be in there.
That's
a
right.
Lot.
That's right, for the Bema Judgment. That's coming soon. Anyway, Scripture also says we should pray in the Holy Spirit. Well, wasn't it through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit that the Word was written?
Uh-huh.
So praying the Word is praying in spirit and truth. And in fact, Jesus says that in John 4:23. Could you read that?
The hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
There you have it. So pray the Word as much as possible. And if not pray, just speak it. And if Jesus can use Scripture when he was tempted by the devil in the wilderness, then we should too. Because the Word gives us extra authority in the supernatural realm to pull down the strongholds, 2 Corinthians 10. For we no longer are in agreement with darkness, but rather agree with the light of God's Word, which brings added wisdom, freedom, discernment, and protection. For it saves us from those fiery darts of our enemy. Ephesians 6.
Yep, and you know, it is imperative that we remain suited up with all his armor all the time.
Right, another benefit. Okay, bottom line, we can say this assuredly. I know that I know God is deeply touched when we pray the truths of his heart back to him, thereby agreeing with him through his own words, without us having to think up some impressive method of praying.
And you will never run out of things to say.
That's a good point. God's word can put that spring back in your step, for it marks us on the inside, changes us, and builds us up. We unite with God's heart in a most amazing way, moving quickly toward the goal of complete sanctification.
Yes, that is. And, you know, Bible prayers are really easy to find.
Well, yeah, especially in the Psalms, the prayers of wisdom, such as the book of Proverbs, the Song of Songs, the prayers of the prophets, the prayers of Jesus, the hymns of Revelation, and so much more. But you have to dig in. Find a few you like and search your own name or the name of who you are praying for. Write them down or even text them to yourself so you can read them throughout the day. And soon they will be memorized and you can continue with other ones. Then you will have many to call upon when certain prayers are needed at any time or any place.
Okay, I know you have some examples there.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Let's begin with this. It's kind of a short and easy one to memorize, especially if you have a loved one in the military, like your son or something. And it's actually Psalm 91:11, and it says, I pray that you, God, will give your angels charge over, insert your loved one's name there, charge over, say, my son, to keep him in all his ways. Amen. Another one is for your own personal use. Proverbs 3:5-6. What you read the original.
This is a good one. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths.
Right. And so I pray it this way. I say, I will trust in you, Lord, with all my heart and not lean on my own understanding, acknowledging you, O Lord, in all my ways, knowing you will direct my path. And that is just a wonderful prayer. So I have some more, and the rest of these I will give the scripture, but I'm just going to read it how I tweaked it for my own prayer. And this one is for strength in any difficult situation, and it comes from Psalms 28:7, just the first part. And it says, Lord, you are my strength and my shield, so in you alone my heart trusts. Easy. And this one is for extra peace. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard my heart and my mind in Christ Jesus. And that's from Philippians 4:7. Now, this next one is great when laboring for someone, perhaps a little grudgingly, like maybe a job you don't like. So pray this. Whatever I do, I will work heartily as for the Lord and not for men. And that's Colossians 3:23. So you do it for the Lord. And are you ever fearful? Pray this from Isaiah 41:10. I will not fear, for you are with me. I will not be dismayed, for you are my God who strengthens me. For you have promised to help me and uphold me with your righteous right hand. Again, Isaiah 41:10. Now, what about health for someone else, as you can pray, like John did actually in his third letter, first chapter, verse 2, says, Beloved, I pray that all may go well with, and then insert the name, and that, insert the name, may be in good health as it goes well with his soul. So that's an easy one to do. And what about more self-control? Well, Proverbs 25:28 says, Lord, I pray for self-control, for without it I am like a city broken into and left without walls. Amen. Now, we should all pray for added grace. And this is from the book of Hebrews 12:15. I pray for your added grace so that no root of bitterness springs up and causes me trouble, thereby becoming defiled. Again, that's Hebrews 12:15. Now, I do want to take just a side road here for a minute and speak on the importance of confidence. You know, there's a scripture in 1 Thessalonians 5:8, and I'll read it for you. It says, Let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet the hope of salvation. Well, the Greek word for hope is elpis, and it means confidence. So to us today, you know, when you say hope, it means like we're not really sure and throw one off by thinking that, well, maybe one is saved and we hope we are, but that's totally wrong. And that's important to know because, of course, there's another reason why we should study deeply. But if you have Jesus in your heart as evidenced by loving his word, because he is the word, then you have the confidence of knowing you are saved. And that confidence brings its own reward, as Hebrews 10 addresses, which I'll read in a second. But 1 Thessalonians 5:8 then should really read, Let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet the confidence of salvation. Hebrews 10 says, Do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised. Yep. Hebrews 10:35. Confidence always helps one to endure. And today, we really need to be able to endure. So this is how I would pray that verse. I will not throw away my confidence, for it has a great reward of endurance, and that when I have done your will, I will receive what is promised. And let me add, for we know that all things work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose. So I just added Romans 8:28 to Hebrews 10:35, and we've got a double header. Let me give you another double header. And this is Ephesians 5:8 and Philippians 4:19. For at one time I walked in darkness, but now I walk in the light of you, O Lord. So as a child of light, I know you will supply my every need according to your riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Wow, isn't that beautiful? Now, let's go on. Before we run out of time, I want to give you a few more. This next one is prayer for transformation, and it's especially good for new believers or those who are keeping one foot in the world, you know, still. So let's just insert a random name like, say, Billy. Okay, I pray that Billy be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of his mind, and that by testing he may discern what is your good, acceptable, and perfect will, O Lord. And that's Romans 12:2. Now, they say we shouldn't pray for patience, but this is a good one, and it's from Isaiah. They who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And that's, again, Isaiah 40:31. And here's how I would say it. I will wait upon the Lord to renew my strength so I can mount up with eagle's wings to run and not grow weary or walk for miles and not faint. And lastly, stay humble, as in Proverbs 11. I would say, I pray against any pride, for with it comes disgrace, but to stay humble, for it brings wisdom. Proverbs 11:2. I hope this teaching has enriched you and gives you purpose of mind to be more diligent in your prayer life and use God's word to enhance your growth. And let me remind you of one more thing. You may also like to start each prayer by using God's perfect language that we will all be speaking in God's soon kingdom, which he said to include in our prayers, Matthew 6:10, you know, thy kingdom come. But it really is easy to say, this little Hebrew expression, and our spiritual forefathers used it, of course, all the time, and of course Jesus did as well. But it goes like this. In fact, we opened the program with it. Baruch Hashem Adonai. And it means, blessed be the name of the Lord. Baruch Hashem Adonai. You can use it for a greeting too, as we did, like I said, at the beginning of the program. And I just really believe that when using this Hebrew introduction, that your prayers will reach the throne even faster. Try it. Baruch Hashem Adonai. And if you go to YouTube and type in Baruch Hashem Adonai, you can hear it sung in a worship song. Truly wonderful. Okay, do you want me to spell it? I have a second. It's B-A-R-U-C-H, Baruch. Hashem is H-A-S-H-E-M, and Adonai is A-D-O-N-A-I. Try it, Baruch Hashem Adonai. Amen, brothers and sisters. And let me just say, if you're listening and you are not saved, or you do not have the blood of Jesus flowing through your heart, I've got to ask you, now's the time. You got to have him passionately personal to you. And if you don't, again, invite him in right now. Jesus is your only Savior who has totally paid your debt for your sins. Grab it right now, or would you rather pay the debt for your sins yourself? And here's the Aaronic blessing. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Till next time, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Those who love her, talking of Jerusalem, shall prosper. And that's Psalm 122, verse 6. Tune in next week. Have a great week in the Lord.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries, right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.